Western Kansas News, Colby Van Camp here with the head coach for the Kansas State Wildcats, Chris Kleiman. Coach, it's first a pleasure to be able to speak to you here. And Big 12 Media Days, it's my first. I know it's not your first, but there's a lot to talk about. You've been going through a lot of stations. How are you feeling so far?
Not bad. We're getting towards the end, so it's a good thing. But welcome to the Big 12 Media Days. It's a special event. It's pretty cool out here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is cool. Even though it's physically like sweltering outside, it's
absolutely.
It's cool here inside Allegiant Stadium. First of all, the offense is something that I'm very excited for to be seeing in the 2024-25 season. How are the offensive coordinators doing? How are they settling in?
Yeah, we've got two. Connor Riley's running it. That has been our O-line coach and been with me for more than a dozen years. And I'm excited for him. And then we brought in Matt Wells, who's got a wealth of experience with quarterbacks, with offensive coordinator, with head coaching. And so it's going to be a good match. And I know that getting Avery around somebody like Matt Wells and the pedigree that Matt has been really important. So I'm excited, just like you are, to see where we can take this offense.
What are your expectations for Avery Johnson as he steps into the starting quarterback role this season?
Just continue to play within the system of what we have and continue to be him and continue to get better at the little things, decision-making and knowing when to maybe get out of bounds and not take a hit and stuff. He's just a true sophomore. He's just going to keep getting better and better. That's the thing that excites me, is this kid's not even close to his ceiling yet.
When you look at the guys that you've been seeing all throughout the spring and into the summer, who has stood out beyond the starters that you're thinking of that could be a potential very impactful player for you this season?
You know, it's hard for me. I get that question a lot, and I know I'd miss kids. I'm excited about some of these newer guys. When I say newer guys, a lot of the freshmen that are going to be redshirt freshmen that have been in the program for a year, that are stronger, they're bigger, they're faster. But that's the thing that is so unique about college football and college athletics. You know the guys that you expect to, whether DJ Giddens or Siegel or Parrish or somebody. It's the guys that nobody knows about that come onto the scene that I'm really excited about.
Sitting here and listening to all the different folks that are going by and all the coaches, a lot of people seem to think that they have the deepest running back room. I think K-State has the most diverse in the talent that's there. Could you break that down for us?
Yeah. DJ Giddens is a all-conference type player, a terrific back, does it all. We also have Dylan Edwards that we just brought in that's kind of the change of pace guy that can hit the home run on any play. We have a kid named Joe Jackson that is one of those freshmen I'm talking about that'll be a redshirt freshman that can do it all as well. That's going to get a great opportunity. We got a kid named LeJames White that's from Kansas City area that's a really talented running back as well. We got a kid named Devon Rice that's from this area in Vegas that is a true freshman at mid-year'd. So we have a lot of versatility and a lot of like thunder and lightning. We got some guys that can punch it downhill. We got some guys with speed on the edge.
How does that develop your consistency, not only on the offensive side of the ball, but the defense, because they have to practice against those guys?
Yeah, it's good. If you can practice against speed all the time, you're doing something. And that's something that we've continued to increase the speed of our football team on both sides of the ball. And it's hard to replicate that during scout team time, so you better make sure you do it during fall camp and get your best going against your best.
When you look at the way that the Big 12 has expanded, now you're up to 16 teams, and it feels like, oh man, we just got four last year and now we got another four and you got to play some of those guys. How do you prepare for that as a coaching staff?
It's hard because our staff's been busy all summer, whether it's been with recruiting and camps, but also breaking down the new teams in our league, because we end up playing five teams that we've never played before, or at least not in my time here. So it's really important that we take those two or three days in the summer and develop somewhat of a game plan and develop a personnel board and stuff, so that when we get to that week, we're not starting from scratch.
Do you have a favorite part of the summer that as you start to wrap it up, you look back and you say, oh, that every year I forget about this one thing and it creeps up on me and it's just fantastic?
Vacation. And I haven't had it yet, but my wife and I are going to go here in another week for about 5 or 6 days. But the month of June is becoming busier and busier for college football. And the end of June used to be a break, and now the end of June is led into about where we're at now, where there hasn't been a break. And at the end of this week, then we'll see a little break for us.
With the expanded travel that you have around the conference, how is that going to impact the players and the equipment managers and just the entire personnel as you travel across the country for games?
I think we go to Colorado 1 week and go to West Virginia the next week. And so It's a challenge. Al Serby's the best in the business as an equipment manager, and Casey Feldkamp does all of our travel, and so those people do what they do. They're the best at what they do because I let them do their work. But it's taxing, and that's why you got to keep a fresh football team as much as you can by playing a lot of guys.
What do you think the impact will be with the expanded college football playoff? Is that something you think about very much, or is it like, nah?
I don't think about it a lot, but I do know it's great for college football. It's about time. You know, I came from the FCS system that we had playoffs, and there was 24 teams, and, you know, we're getting 12 this year, which I think is a great thing because it ultimately you want the best teams at the end of the season playing their best. And in the past, you could lose a couple games early and you were out. If you get hot at the right time, you have a chance to get in that 12-team playoff, and that 12th team might be the hottest team in the country, might be able to run the table. And I think that's what's really good for college football is we've only gotten four, now we're getting 12.
When you look at the entire landscape of the Big 12, how do you manage a player's responsibilities and focus with all the media and stuff that they're doing?
Just day by day, really, and week by week. They know what they have on a weekly basis, and you try not to overwhelm the guys that you know are getting overwhelmed, the Averys. You just can't get them overwhelmed. They've got to be students. They've got to be student athletes. They've got to get their bodies right. And there's so many things in sports science now that come into play I think Kenny Lanou does a great job of making sure that, hey, we're not going to get the same kid week after week after week. We've got to spread this around a little bit.
I'm from Garden City right now.
Yeah.
Got a great golf course in Buffalo Dunes. What do I have to do to see you out there?
Have another week's vacation, and maybe I'd get out there. But it's I know it's there's a lot of good golf courses out west, and I've played the golf course at Colby, but I need to get out and play some of those other ones.
Okay, sounds good. Coach, thank you for your time.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Here with Gene Taylor from Kansas State University Athletic Director. Well, here we are, Big 12 Football Media Days. A little different venue this year, out to Vegas here. What's your first reaction here, being here in person?
Well, you know, it's different. I mean, obviously Vegas, Vegas got a little different feel to it. But, I appreciate Brett Yormark's vision to get us out here, and particularly with the four new schools coming in. It's fun. Again, the venue is beautiful, and it's just excitement with this day. It always is.
For sure here. It's almost like it kicks off the football season officially.
Well, it does. It feels I want a little more summer left between now and our first football game, but it certainly makes the summer go a lot quicker after this. Yeah.
Here in the comments from Brett Yormark, the commissioner, this morning, you can tell it's a very united front. And how exciting has it been to be part of his leadership with being the commissioner and seeing where this conference is going?
Well, it's been a lot of fun. I think, I agree with him, and we all do. We're a great conference. We're a strong conference. We're a deep conference. We're together, and it feels a lot better than it did a few years ago after Texas and Oklahoma announced they were leaving. So we're very, very fortunate to be a part of it, and I think the Big 12 has a lot of great things to come.
What's it been like kind of building those relationships with the new four teams, Arizona, Arizona State, and, I mean, Colorado is kind of a new old, but and then Utah as well?
It's been good. I mean, we've been in a lot of conversations with these ADs already. They've been in a lot of our meetings. As we kind of just talk about how do we move forward, whether it's from a scheduling perspective or just, how we do things together. And I love the ADs. They're all good people, and they all want the best thing for us as a conference.
Well, I know Coach Kleiman is up there talking about playing Arizona and playing, 10th conference team this year. Do you see, I guess it's a two-part question, do you see maybe the conference playing 10 conference games in football in the future down the road there, or maybe having like Arizona with this year, next year being a non-conference game, scheduling some of those conference games as non-conference games?
No, I don't know about that. I think we're going to stick to 9 conference games for now. I think that, again, the goal is to win as many games as you can and qualify for the playoffs. So you don't want to go too deep. We've always been for a lot of years been playing the 9 conference game and then a 10th Power 5 non-conference. I think that particular idea may be talked about a little bit more. But for now, I don't think I don't think we'll play a non-conference opponent as a conference opponent very often.
All right, and so with what's ahead, you got to be pretty excited. You're kind of getting ramped up as well for Ireland in a year. You sold out your season ticket allotment for football, but I guess going to Ireland, has the excitement really continued to ramp up even when I talked to you a couple months ago?
Yeah, the fans are still talking about it, and we're still kind of planning a little bit at a time. We're actually going to send some people out to the game this year just to see how it operates. So yeah, it'll be an ongoing process, and I think once we hit, next spring, it'll really ramp up.
All right, well, thank you, Gene, and enjoy your time here in Vegas.
All right, thanks. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.